Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is part two of Community Speaks today. It is the political season, so we'll get a lot of these 9:30 interviews, as well as candidates, for some reason, like to get their name out there and like people to know who they are. And I've got Buffalo Mayor candidate David Iverson with me. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, Brady. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Let's jump right into it. In the first question would be, what made you decide to run for mayor?
The Buffalo Bulletin, actually.
Okay.
I was reading an article, and it said that we had a $800,000 budget deficit, and I start asking people, well, how in the heck can Buffalo not balance their budget? I mean, Brady, I don't know about your house, but at my house, when we want to buy something, we don't go rob the savings account. And that's what it looked like to me. And then, you know, several people got tired of me complaining, I guess, and said, well, why don't you stop complaining and do something?
So, so that's what you're doing. You're kind of putting your money where your mouth
is. That's it.
All right. What sort of experience do you have that you think would bode well for this position?
Well, for about 10 years, I was a project manager for an oil and gas company. I had moved to Virginia. I took a job out there, and I was in charge of the finances for, I mean, several very large projects. I think the biggest one was like $3.5 million, which is kind of small when you think in terms of a city, but in terms of our budget, that's about half. So, you know, it's just economies of scale, you know. So I'm pretty good with numbers, and I think I could do a good job.
And so it kind of sounds like, you know, kind of at the top of your list is to get that budget right and not be falling farther behind.
You bet.
Okay.
We've got to do that.
All right. Now, can we expand on that and say, what are some of the ways you can go about doing that?
Well, you know, if you go to city council meetings, it's kind of strange because they don't ask any questions, you know, about simple things. You know, why are we doing this? Why, you know, why can't we hire another guy for the city, the public works crew? You know, they've been on a hiring freeze for a while. I don't know if you know that or not. But we've got several streets in town that need to be fixed. And one of the reasons, probably the biggest reason, that they aren't fixed is they don't have enough guys to do it. You know, and when you have problems like the golf course parking lot, I mean, well, that's always been a mess, but they spent over a month there fixing that one. Well, there's a month that you can't go fix streets, you know, so we need a couple guys there. And the only way to do that, because obviously we have a budget deficit, is we've got to go through it line by line and figure out what we need and, you know, what we could do without, or maybe what we could get in the future.
Sure. And so those are a couple of issues, the budget. What are some of the other issues? You mentioned, you know, a couple of the roads definitely in some rough shape, but what are some of the other issues you see here with Buffalo that you'd like to tackle if
okay,
you are elected?
Okay, I'm glad you asked me that, Brady. I have a son who's, well, he's autistic, but in Buffalo, we don't have any services to help folks like that. And I know that there's a lot of other families that have kids that are maybe autistic or have Asperger's or, you know, things like that. But here, we don't really have any services to help those people. So we have to send them to Sheridan or, you know, larger communities. So I'd like to see if we could get, you know, some services here to help those people, because we certainly don't want them to have to move out of town. You know, I don't want my son to have to move to Sheridan just because we don't have the facilities here to help them. Also, and I don't exactly know how we would go about this, but I think we need some more stuff for young people to do here. I mean, the summer's great. You know, we got the pool and the park and the baseball field, but there's 7 other months where they really don't have anything to do.
That I think that's an issue with a lot of communities. You know, you look around, you know, oh, what do the kids have to do?
Well, exactly.
You know,
because
like you said, summertime, there's plenty of stuff, you know, sports and, you know, outdoor activities, especially living where we live.
Right.
But yeah, then when it gets cold, you're kind of bottled up inside.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if we could do a couple of those things. I mean, Brady and Buffalo, and I got to tell you, I've lived in a lot of places, and this is the greatest little town that I have ever seen. So the problems that we have are not gigantic. They're a bunch of small little things.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to kind of piggyback on that, I've lived a number of places as well, and Buffalo is my favorite as well.
Oh, by far.
It's a beautiful area and a really nice, friendly community. So in your eyes, what do you kind of see as what does it mean to you to be an elected official, just kind of generally in an overall view?
I think the most important thing is you have to listen to your, I guess you call them constituents. You have to, which means being in the community, being accessible, listening to their concerns. The other day, I just went up and down Main Street, stopping into businesses and talking with business owners. I probably spent an hour with Bill Jennings, but just seeing what their concerns are and then figuring out, you know, ways that we can overcome those.
What did you come up with as far as, was there sort of a pattern as what people were saying some of the issues were? Were there certain things that kept coming up?
The biggest thing, and I think that we've solved this one, is how 1% funds are distributed. But, you know, reading the newspaper, I think that one's pretty well solved. But that was an issue that kept coming up.
Where what, it was somewhere around half of it was being shipped off somewhere else?
I don't know what the ratio is, but a lot of it was being given out, and like I say, I don't really know the ins and outs of it. I'm not a lawyer, but there was an issue of whether or not we should have been distributing those funds, but that was the biggest thing that came up.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about experience with finances and how that would benefit you when doing budgets and that sort of thing. What experiences maybe, you know, outside of work that you think you can bring into this position that will help?
Well, I'm an Eagle Scout. I spent my college career in debate. That's how I paid for college.
Okay.
Well, that and Grandpa Dave. I'm really good at listening. The only reason I didn't go to the last city council meeting is it was my anniversary.
Oh, that's a pretty good excuse.
Yeah, I thought, my wife thought so too. But every city council meeting I've been in, like I said, they don't ask any questions. It's, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's just go ahead and do it. You know, just having an honest debate, which, I mean, honestly, that's the biggest thing. You know, let's get everybody's opinion there, and let's talk about it.
And, you know, one of the things you talked about earlier and that you just mentioned was, you know, maybe not asking as many questions during the city council meetings. What made you decide to make the jump just to go straight for mayor rather than maybe one of those city council spots to start with?
Go big or go home, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that works too. And there's going to be, I believe, four people running for mayor as Mike Johnson is stepping away. What kind of sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, I've never been in politics before. Like I said, I'm a numbers guy, and I've throughout my career, I've been able to bring projects home under budget and ahead of schedule, which, I mean, obviously we're not doing that if you live on Carrington. sorry, I'm a little broken up about that street. I've been to several meetings. You know, one at the Joint Powers Board, and I don't understand, you know, why we make the decisions that we do.
Okay, and you had mentioned that you've never been in politics before. Mm. Do you find that as something that's a plus or a minus for your record as trying to be mayor?
Oh, I think it's definitely a positive, because you know I think, if you watch the news at all, any news station, You see people that just get complacent and, you know, they... I guess an easy way to put it, Brady, is if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're always going to get what you always got. And I think a lot of times, you know, we don't... Well, I keep saying this over and over, but I think it's important. You know, you don't ask the right questions. And we've got to do that, especially in a small community.
Absolutely. And as we wrap things up here, David, talking with David Iverson, running for Buffalo mayor this year, just go ahead and take a minute here and tell people why they should put a check mark when they vote for mayor next to David Iverson.
Well, I don't have my signs out yet, but I'll get them tomorrow. They're all going to say true conservative. And, you know, you hear just about everybody says, oh, I'm a conservative. But then you watch them vote for, you know, sending money to places that, you know, maybe it's a little questionable. But we're gonna balance the budget. We're going to fix the roads. And we're going to make smart decisions. And we're going to have a debate. You know, I was talking with my dad last night, and there's a lot of races, the sheriff, the assessor, and his main thing was nobody wants to debate. You know, here in a while, we're going to have a little public forum here right at the radio station. And the first thing you mentioned to me is, well, not really a debate, more of a forum.
And the reason for that is sometimes debates get a little difficult when you have four or five people around the table. If it's two people, it's pretty easy to put that together.
Yeah.
But when you have a table full of people, then it gets a little tricky.
Exactly. But, you know, let's hash these issues out. You know, let's find out who the best candidate is. And, you know, after being in town and being at city council meetings and going to the JOCO First board and reading the newspaper, I just think I got some good ideas, and, you know, I want to give it a shot.
See if the people think you have good ideas as well.
Well,
that's what it comes down to,
yeah,
right? You tell them why they should vote for you, and then they'll go out and they'll vote for somebody.
Let's find out.
All right, we're talking with David Iverson. He is a candidate for Buffalo mayor, as there are four people running for that position. As I mentioned before, Mayor Johnson is stepping away. And David, I thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Well, thank you a lot, Bernie.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop. And as David Iverson had mentioned there, we will be doing a forum. We're going to have one with the mayoral candidates. There's four of them. And with the sheriff candidates, there's five of them. And I will get more info to you when I have it. We're trying to get a time together when everybody can get here, which always seems to be the hang up. So as soon as we have that confirmed, I'll let you know when those are coming up. Keep it tuned right here. It's KBBS.